Welcome back to The Bible Never Said That. My name is Shara Donahue, and today we will be continuing our Half-Truth series. While we normally focus on popular sayings that the Bible doesn't say, this series is focused on sayings the Bible is aligned with in some ways, but the meaning is often abused or skewed or distorted in how the church or culture uses it. We have to persist in taking down little lies that can grow into faulty foundational beliefs. For today's episode, we are focusing on something that is often said to those struggling with their self-image or identity. You are perfect just the way you are. Okay. This saying is meant to boost self-esteem, but self-esteem is a fickle thing and not something the Bible ever tells us to seek. It is impacted by our successes, failures, and our circumstances. I recently read a longitudinal study on self-esteem, published by the American Psychological Association and conducted by Orth, Errol, and Luciano. And their findings showed that self-esteem is also impacted by our age. They found that self-esteem began to increase from age 4 to 11 years, remained about the same from age 11 to 15, increased strongly until age 30, and continued to grow until it peaked at age 60, where it then remained consistent until age 70, and then it declined slightly until age 90, and then continued to decline after that. If we are perfect just the way we are, our self-esteem wouldn't be impacted by circumstance or age. It would stay consistent without rising and falling. Perfect just the way you are is one of those sayings that offers empowerment on a foundation we perceive falsehood in. Because most of the time, it has nothing to do with Jesus. And he was the only one who did this human thing perfectly. However, when we look to Jesus, there is hope. The Bible says in Hebrews 10, 12 through 14, "But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." Oh, did you hear that? He has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. This statement means there are two parts at play, the eternal and the temporal, the already and the not yet of God's kingdom come down and kingdom come. He has perfected us, and we are being sanctified. Too often we forget that God is not limited by time, because we will be perfect, and outside of time, we are perfect. But this side of heaven, we are like Paul, who says in Philippians 3:12, "Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own." Perfect. Yet still being sanctified. We talked about sanctification a lot in episode 4 when we discussed the saying, "God helps those who help themselves." So if you want more information on sanctification, go ahead and check out that episode. But for our purposes today, sanctification simply means becoming more like Jesus. So we accept the holiness of the identity we have received from Christ as a gift given by grace, bestowed by mercy, with full acknowledgement that it is not something we are able to produce by our own works, no matter how good or gifted we might be. We may someday live out of our perfection wholly, but until that day, we rely on the grace given to work on yielding our own desires as God refines our imperfections, so we can continue to work towards representing him well in our imperfect bodies, knowing that we are both perfect because of how God sees us once we belong to Jesus, and being those who never grow passive in trying to become more like Christ. We call Jesus perfect, rest in our identity as a believer, but we do not call our sin or imperfections perfect. Our flesh and our spirit are at war, and nothing of our flesh is perfect, and we can't walk around with the false pretense that it is, because it will pull us further away from our Jesus. Asherita QQ says, when we focus on our own perceived value and worthiness, we lose our sense of awe and wonder at just how magnificent Jesus is. As we navigate this life, we will quickly find that alone, we are not enough. But with Him and in Him, we have everything we need because He is enough. We mess with a healthy understanding of a person's identity when we tell them they are perfect just the way they are, without saying because of Jesus' work in you. Stephen Kendrick and Lawrence Kimbrough suggest in their article, When Your Significance and Identity Gets Tested, that the question of identity is rooted in the fact that, as the Bible clearly demonstrates, our identity on earth can and will change multiple times throughout life. You remember from the life of Job how he went from being the father of 10 children, a respected and wealthy landowner, the greatest man among all the people of the East, Job 1:3, to someone who lost everything of earthly value to him, his family, his financial holdings, his physical health, all of it. He was no longer recognizable to himself and others as the person they'd always known him to be. But what we discover from watching Job suffer to the point of wishing he'd never been born at all, Job 3:1-3, is that Job actually had two identities, a temporary identity on earth and a lasting identity in heaven. His earthly identity, we know, was fully capable of being rocked and ripped away, crushed to powder in front of his eyes. But Job's heavenly identity was defined from God's perspective as my servant Job, a man of perfect integrity who fears God and turns away from evil. Job 1:8. He was eternally loved and highly valued by the one who made him. He was infused with a God-given purpose that nothing in all the world could ever thwart or diminish. Then Kendrick and Kimbrough conclude these thoughts on Job by saying, one person, two identities. It's good stuff. I mean, Job's friends gave him some pretty awful advice, but imagine if they said to him, oh, Job, don't you fret. You are perfect just the way you are. How dare we throw such trite, theologically barren nonsense at someone in such suffering? But is there not comfort in knowing that even when roles like father or mother, wife or husband, teacher or successful business person are stripped away, that our eternal identity remains the same?
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
That conclusion of one person, two identities leaves us again at that already and not yet threshold. Here are just a couple of the things God says we are because we are saved by Jesus. Blessed. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. chosen. Ephesians 1, 4 through 6, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. And redeemed and forgiven. Ephesians 1, 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. As you can tell, Ephesians is a great book to study when you need to be reminded of who God says you are in Christ. Just sit with the scripture and write down everything God has declared you to be because of Jesus' redemptive work. Now, I could keep going on and on with lists of scriptures that indicate what Jesus has made us to be, but I'll just add two more. We're transformed. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And finally, we're growing. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. We are being transformed and need, as Peter said, to grow in the grace and knowledge of our sweet Savior. For this is how transformation happens. If we declare ourselves perfect, just the way we are, we will not see the need for growth that exists in every human living on a fallen earth. Instead of telling ourselves lies, we can instead say perfect, yet still being sanctified, just like Hebrews says. This helps us persevere through the ups and downs of life. Instead of expecting perfection, we have the freedom to let Christ empower us to move towards being eternally perfect as he is perfect. Just like James 1, 2 through 4 commands. James tells us to count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So yes, we are not perfect here and now, but what has already been declared and will be declared about those who know Jesus on Judgment Day is that we are holy and blameless before Jesus. As Colossians 1, 21 through 22 teaches, and you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Let me leave you today with this beautiful encouragement from Kate Franken. I think it wraps up our daily struggle and our daily hope well. I must dwell on the greatness of my King. For old idols can easily steal back my heart's affection when my eyes fall short. I must give up my life as I'd like to orchestrate it, to truly find life, life that is eternal and fulfilling. I must let Christ alone define me and disregard the lies the devil whispers. I must pray fervently for his protection, for without him, I am weak. I must trust him, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in me will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. Philippians 1:6. Jesus, thank you that you are perfect. What a relief that is to our broken souls. Thank you for giving us an identity in you that will never, ever change. Help us to grow into who you created us to be. May we never be so foolish as to think we can achieve perfection on our own. But let us rest. Rest in the fact that we are declared perfect due to the work you have already done. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. We've got some fun episodes coming up this summer, and for the first time, some guests. I hope you'll join us. The verses and articles referred to during this episode can be found in the show notes at lifeaudio.com/podcast or on iTunes. And if you're over in the notes, we'd love if you would rate and review this podcast so others can find us. Until next time, may you seek the abundant life Jesus died to give and live in the truth that sets people free.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.